I bring you greetings from Cross Lanes Chapel in the New Forest. We come now to our midweek meeting online. May the Lord richly bless you, those of you in the normal congregation, and for any visitors listening online this evening hour, may the Lord richly bless you. May the Lord help us in the word and further as we wait upon him in prayer. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. We come now to the Lord in prayer. Almighty and ever-blessed God, we bow our hearts before thee. O Lord, we acknowledge thee to be God. We acknowledge thee to be the King, as we have been reminded there. We are privileged to know thee. Thou hast lifted the golden scepter. Thou hast favoured us with such grace, and we are accepted in the Beloved. As we make our approach unto thee now, may we know the blessing of so doing. May we know the freedom. May we know the comfort and assurance of fatherly forgiveness, for we seek it, O Lord. Smile upon us this evening hour. May we know much of thy blessing. O Lord, we thank thee for thy goodness over these past 6 months in preserving us in this way. O Lord, we have sought to have done what we could at this time. It is with a measure of expectation, O Lord, as we conclude these 6 months and look forward to meeting again in person, if thou dost please, next week. O Lord, draw near to us then, we pray. We come in expectation. Bless us now. O quicken us through the word afresh this evening hour. Make thy word a blessing. May our souls be stirred. Help us, O Lord. Grant us help from heaven. May there be the movement of the Holy Spirit. Give help in preaching. O, what a task this is. Give help, O Lord. And give us help in the hearing of thy word. We come to thee then. Remember us now. Oh, may we be aware of thee this evening hour. Blessed be thy glorious name. For Christ's sake. Amen. Our first praise is Psalm 61. Psalm 61. And we're singing verses 1 to 4. And the tune is Belmont. O God, give ear unto my cry, unto my prayer attend, from the utmost corner of the land, my cry to thee I'll send. O God,
love.
Our reading is to be found in Psalm 119, and tonight we're reading from verse 89 through to verse 96. Psalm 119, verse 89 through to verse 96. Let us hear the word of the Lord. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in mine affliction. I would never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding broad. Amen. May the Lord again add the blessing to the reading of his precious word. Well, tonight you'll find my text in the 93rd verse of Psalm 119. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Dear congregation, God uses his word effectually, and so often he does in the hearts of his people. He has open access to the soul, and through the ministry of the Holy Spirit there is that work done within. And there are times when we find our souls quickened. How thankful we ought to be for such a wonderful friend and such a wonderful work. Now that we ought to be thankful for so many things. For our glorious God, for the covenant of grace, for redemption which was accomplished by Christ, and for the application of it, beginning with effectual calling and ending with glorification on that great day. We ought to be thankful for the gospel, for Jesus, the unspeakable gift, as we see in Corinthians. What can we say? Well, that's how it ought to be. This evening, as we view Christ, the unspeakable gift, what can we say? You know, when we truly just pause and focus on him, what can we say? Love so amazing, such a wonderful Redeemer. What can I say? Oh, to be thankful for preservation, for health, for strength on the journey. We've needed it. We've been weak, yet the Lord has strengthened us for eternal life. Oh, we have the title for it now and certain aspects of it now. But oh, what we will know after death and then throughout all eternity after the great day. Oh, the list goes on. Well, here the psalmist was thankful for the quickening. And are we not thankful for the quickening in that initial way, but in those subsequent ways we have so needed it? Though we have life within, there have been those times when we have felt so weak, so weary, and we have needed that quickening. Well, let us be thankful for the initial quickening and for all those subsequent times when the Lord has drawn near to our heart and used the word and quickened our souls. For here the psalmist said in verse 93, I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. 2 points tonight. First of all, the reason for thankfulness. And secondly, the resolution for a thankful heart. The resolution for a thankful heart. First of all, then, the reason for thankfulness. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. The Lord hath used the word to quicken the soul of the psalmist. And here's the psalmist's testimony. And I'm sure many of us tonight can say it's our testimony. The Lord has used the word effectually to quicken our souls. The word was the means. And so, for example, we read in Romans 10 verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Listen to the Puritan Thomas Manton. The ordinary chariot, that carries the influences of grace is the word of grace. That's precious, isn't it? The ordinary chariot that carries the influences of grace is the word of grace. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The word then was the means. The quickening was the result. The author was the Lord. Notice it all here in the 93rd verse. I will never forget thy precepts. He's focusing on the Lord. For with them thou hast quickened me. The word was the means, the quickening was the result, the author was the Lord. Oh, just pause tonight, let's be thankful to the Lord. He was the author. The Holy Spirit so took the word and applied it, and we were quickened. He draws near to the soul and applies the word effectually. Let me try to explain it to the young people and the children a little further. You may be going through a hard patch, and you're praying, Lord, help me, strengthen me, speak to me through the word. And you begin to read, and yes, you're focused on the words, and you're reading through, you're seeking to read them through reverently and with care. And then suddenly, you find something happening in your heart. You find your soul a little lifted, because when you've been reading, some words have really hit you and you focused on them and you found yourself helped. There was the quickening. The word was applied. Well, let's think of that initial quickening. All the Lord's people know this initial quickening. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2 verses 1 to 5. And you have he quickened, says the apostle, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace are ye saved. Consider the state prior to effectual calling, prior to that time, when we were quickened at a new birth. We were dead in trespasses and sins. Yes, we may have gone through the motions, but there was this deadness within. You think in a few days' time it will be the autumn. It will be the fall. Now we've already thought it's like autumn already, hasn't it? And have you noticed how the leaves, they've been falling already? It's one of my favourite times of the year. Well, you think of these leaves, they've died. But they're on the move. There's motion. Before we came to faith, before life was put within, yes, there may have been the motion. We may have put our hands together and said a prayer, or we sang praises, but there was this deadness. But oh, there came this quickening. Oh, work of the Holy Spirit, who blew across the soul. Oh, dear young ones here, has the Holy Spirit blown across your soul? Oh, have you welcomed Christ into your heart? Have you known this quickening? There's something different about me now. You may not be able to think of the precise time, but, oh, there's something different. The life which I now live, I live, oh, says the apostle, oh, have you a life with them? Has the word been used for any listening on who are without Christ? Oh, that there would be a quickening. That the word would be so used and your soul would be quickened. You would be quickened, delivered from that spiritual deadness. That you would embrace Christ. Oh, listen again to Thomas Manton as he thinks of this initial quickening here in this verse. One comes to a hearty welcoming of Christ into the soul. Has there been that hearty welcoming of Christ into thy soul? Oh, what a precious thing. We may not be able to remember the precise moment, and we may have been trembling. and we may have not had a great understanding of the gospel, but oh, was there this hearty welcoming of Christ into thy soul. There was this quickening. Before we refused him, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Oh, that's what the Jews did then. That's what many do now. But an effectual calling, when life is put within, the faith follows, and one is found embracing Christ as a receiving Christ, the unspeakable gift, as we considered earlier, that was presented in the gospel. And through faith he was received. There was a hearty welcoming of Christ into thy soul. Oh, that this evening hour and this coming Lord's Day, all over this land, there will be a hearty welcoming of Christ into the soul, that there will be this quickening. Well, we think then firstly of this initial quickening. However, though there is life within the believer, oh, one can be so weary. One can feel the coldness. One can feel the weakness. And there's a need of a quickening. A quickening in the life now of the believer. Go back to verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. He's been quickened in that initial way. He's no longer in the bondage of sin. But oh, his soul cleaveth to the dust. He's on the ground. He feels his sin. He's so weary. Quicken thou me according to thy word. You note how he so felt it within. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. You know, we may be going on our journey and, oh, we're focusing on certain things and we become a little cold. Like the coal when it's a little further away from the heat of the fire, and where those other coals are burning, we become a little cold. But then suddenly we're convicted and we feel our sin. Or it may be that we're on our journey and we're struggling. We're finding it hard to walk. You know what that's like? You're on the ground, as it were. Oh, quicken thou me according to thy word. Oh, the psalmist, he felt it within. It so affected his soul. It came so very near. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Oh, see here the heart of the psalmist. Oh, to know more of the heart. Moved. Sometimes it just affects us for a few moments, but other times it really affects us and we can become burdened and brought low. My soul cleaveth to the dust. One can be troubled. Psalm 88 verse 3, for my soul is full of troubles. You know how that is? It's full of trouble. You're thinking of that trouble. And then there's another trouble. And there's another trouble. You take that situation to the Lord, but then you're confronted with something else. And it all seems to go around the mind, and as it were, you're cast down on the ground. You feel the weakness. Quicken me, Lord. I need that subsequent quickening. Troubles, they flow around the soul, and they begin to fill the soul, so the soul is full up. Oh, Lord. I'm on the ground, so burdened, my heart is full. Quicken me. Quicken me. What a prayer. Now you thank God for those times when you've been brought to that point. You've made this little plea, help me, quicken me. The Lord will hear. The Lord will hear your prayer. If you're finding this evening hour at your bed, and you just need that quickening, and you make that little prayer, the Lord will answer in his good time, having heard your plea tonight. Your plea is heard, and your plea will be answered, and it will be your testimony. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. He's looking back, and I can look back. I can look back over these past 6 months. Where have these 6 months gone? We're looking forward to being back together again at the midweek meeting. Where have these 6 months gone? Well, as I look back, there's been times I've been on the ground. There's been times I've been crying. I feel so weak. I felt so weak. But oh, the Lord is quickened. The word has come home to my soul. And there's been this quickening. And it's my testimony. It's our testimony, isn't it? For within thou hast quickened me, Lord. I've been burdened, but thou hast quickened me. Oh, come and quicken me this evening hour. One may be overwhelmed. Remember what we sang in those opening words. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. You know, can I just pause? What a blessing to sing from God's word. His own hymn book. He has given his hymn book that we might sing from. And further, that he might use his word when we're offering praise. That's wonderful, isn't it? And I felt that strengthening tonight as I sang those words, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. And have we not been blessed again and again in the singing of God's word? Because God has come, the Holy Spirit has come whilst we have been singing and quickened our hearts. And it's been so often our case after the service. Ah, it's been good. It was good for us to draw near to God. I was helped in the preaching. I was helped in the reading of the word. I was helped in the singing of the word. Oh, what a blessing to sing from the word. And when the Lord has quickened us in our singing. You know how it's been. You've begun to sing in times of normality. And your heart's been lifted as you go through the praise. And there's been this quickening. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. How often the Lord has helped us and quickened us when we've been singing those words. When we make the plea, quicken me. Help me, Lord. Do not we pray, let the influence of the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, penetrate my soul. And disperse those heavy clouds of sorrow which are heavy upon my mind. Let the wind, the Holy Spirit, blow upon my soul in his quickening influence and drive away the dense fog of low thoughts that surround my mind. Quicken thou me according to thy word, and it be your testimony, as we see here. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. It's my song tonight. Thou hast quickened me. What a verse to sing in praise to God. Thou hast quickened me. Let's just think of this word quickened. At the root of the Hebrew word, it speaks of to live. Then we can think of to restore, to revive. Precious are those little revivals in our hearts. Those little restorings of the soul. When the shepherd has drawn near to us. You remember those words in Psalm 23, children? He restoreth my soul. He comes to quicken. The shepherd makes his way. He has his eye on the sheep, to put his hand on the sheep, to stir the heart of the sheep, that there might be this restoring. And he uses the rod, doesn't he, the word of God, to restore. What it means it is, there's this reviving. Now we rightly pray, and we continue to pray for church revival. Oh, let's not forget the need to pray for personal revival. And that's it here, quicken me, verse 25. And the testimony of personal revival is, verse 93, for with them thou hast quickened me. I've known a reviving of the soul. That's what I need so often. I'm in such a need of reviving. Oh, I'm thankful for the little revivings of the soul. Oh, for a great one. When my heart is so fixed on Christ, and my heart is so set on things above. Oh, quicken me. Oh, do not we desire to be so close to Jesus, so focused on him, so blessed through the word. Quicken me, Lord. I can't do it of myself. Come to my soul. Blow on my soul. Touch my heart. Quicken me. We know what physical tiredness is. We know what mental and spiritual tiredness is. Oh, come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus, to my soul. Quicken me. Stir me. You know, I've had a few cups of coffee today, just to give me a little perk, to perk me up, help me to go on. Oh, come Lord, stir my soul, help me to go on. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Oh, what a blessing. The Lord has come. He's come in an influential way. He's taken the word and it's been effectual. And the Lord has quickened. Oh, this evening hour waits on him. We thought of it last Lordsday morning. Let's wait on him for strength. That we might know this quickening. Isaiah 40 verse 29. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might he increaseth strength. But they that wait upon the Lord, verse 31, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. Wait this evening hour in the quietness of your home upon the Lord. Strength will come. There will be renewal of strength. Your strength will be renewed. You'll be quickened. You wait. The promise will be fulfilled. Oh, we have a covenant God who keeps his word and who so loves our soul. And so you will be renewed. You will be quickened. You may say, how long? It's been a long time, Lord. It's not forever, dear child of God. Quickening will come. Quicken thou me according to thy word. And here's my testimony. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. Secondly, the resolution for a thankful heart. The resolution for a thankful heart. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I will never forget. The psalmist here is thankful. He's thankful for what the Lord has done. He did not deserve it. He did not merit it, but the Lord came and did a work within his heart on a number of occasions. There was this quickening. He felt this revival within the soul. He makes this resolution with a thankful heart. I will never forget. I may be slow to grasp. I may find it hard to concentrate this evening hour. But I resolve never to forget, because I am so thankful. I mourn over those times when I have been slow to remember, those times when I have backslid. But here's my resolve tonight. I will never forget thy precepts. Oh, we feel our sin, and we go humbly to the Father. Father, forgive me. Forgive me my trespasses, as I forgive those that trespass against me. Forgive me, Lord. I look to thee, help me to go forward. And I make this fresh resolve. I renew my resolve. I will never forget thy precepts. I'm resolved tonight to turn to the word of God. I'm resolved in the morning to turn again. I'm resolved to go back and back to this wonderful book. This book that has come to my soul, which has told me so much of my Saviour, I'm resolved to go back to the Word of God. I will never forget. I've been quickened through the Word. I've been blessed through the Word when I was struggling. I've been helped when I was stumbling, strengthened when I was so weak. Yet thou didst come and strengthen me. When I fell cast down and on my own, I was led to see more of Jesus. I will make my resolution with thankfulness. What thou hast done for me through the word, there has been this quickening. I have been quickened. I will never forget. Each day is my resolve before thee tonight, Lord Jesus. I want to remember thy word with delight each day. Psalm 1, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. As the man He's made that resolve, and he sought to keep it, and he's known the delight. Sometimes we go back on our resolve, but oh, tonight, I will never forget. I delight in thy law, and I desire that I in the morning again will delight in thy law. I resolve with a thankful heart. Thou hast quickened me. Thou hast helped me when I was struggling, when I was stumbling, when I was weak. Thou didst bring me to Jesus. With a thankful heart tonight, I will make my resolve. I will never forget thy precepts. Well, as we draw to a close now, just consider this word, never. I will never forget thy precepts. Never. The Hebrew word at the root of it has the vanishing point. Time out of mind. And what the psalmist is saying here, I will not think of a time when I would consider forgetting God's word. No. I will not think of such a time. Young people, you may be thinking of a time, maybe retiring. You may say, well, I'm only just about to go back to college, or start college, or go back to school, and you're saying retiring? Well, I used to think of retiring when I was at school, in college. You may think of retiring. Some of us, a little older, we may think, well, one day I may retire, but it's decades away. You think of a time. Well, perhaps I'll be able to retire then. The psalmist could not think of a time. He would not set a time. I will never forget thy commandments. I will remember them world without end. In the Hebrew word, we have this thought of eternity, and we have the thought of world without end. I will remember thy law, thy word, world without end. I will think of the blessing of the covenant. I will think of Jesus and the glorious gospel, which has refreshed me forever. You see, the psalmist here has a long view. He makes his resolve in view of life. And he makes his resolve in view of eternity. I will never forget thy precepts. It's my resolve. I so desire to keep my word here upon earth. But I look further. And I know I will fulfill my resolve in heaven and in the world to come. Throughout all eternity. I will never forget. One day there will be the reality. That I will so focus on the word and the blessings of grace. The blessings of the gospel, with no interruption. My mind will never be disturbed. My heart will so be fixed. I, with a thankful heart tonight, resolve throughout all eternity, world without end, to think on the word. And I will, for I will think of my covenant God. I will think of the gospel. I will think of Christ, and worthy will be the Lamb. Throughout all eternity, Lord, help me to keep my resolve here upon earth. And help me to be in expectation that I will keep my resolve throughout all eternity. I've been quickened through the word here upon earth. I'm going to be blessed in the sight of the gospel throughout all eternity when I stand before my Saviour. I will never forget thy precepts. That's our resolve with a thankful heart. The Lord has used his word. He's quickened us in effectual calling and in subsequent times. I, with a thankful heart, make my resolve before the Lord tonight. May the Lord so help me. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. It's my testimony. What's our prayer tonight? From the bottom of our hearts, quicken us again, O Lord. May the Lord bless you, and may the Lord bless his word. Amen. At this point now, we turn to prayer. Those of you who have received the points for prayer, may the Lord help you as you go through those points and many other points as well. Particularly one or two things as we come to prayer tonight. Let's remember Victoria and Andy Fakwe and the family at this sad time, and the Reverend John Fakwe and Margaret. Perhaps we can also remember Emma's friend's husband, who has concerns with cancer. Well, may the Lord bless the time of prayer in the homes tonight. The Lord willing, if all goes to plan, next week we hope to be back in person for the midweek meeting, and what a joy and delight that will be. But may the Lord bless you now as you turn to Him in prayer. We come now to our final praise, Psalm 131, verses 1 to 3, and the tune is Humility. Psalm 131, verses 1 through to verse 3, and the tune is Humility. There's 2 points here. First of all, humility, and secondly, hope. My heart not haughty is, O Lord, mine eyes not lofty be, nor do I deal in matters great or things too high for me. Psalm 131, the whole of the psalm, and the tune is Humility.
My heart not haughty is, O Lord,
of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.